Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 28, 2016, 74-year-old Paul Kantner, founding member, guitarist, and vocalist for Jefferson Airplane and later Starship, dies after suffering a heart attack earlier in the week. In the 1960s, he and Grace Slick led the band to 5 gold albums, including 1967's Surrealistic Pillow and 1968's Crown of Creation. Even greater success came in the 1970s as Starship with the double platinum Red Octopus album. On this day in 2015, Sly Stone is awarded $5 million by a Los Angeles jury after he sued his former manager and a lawyer over unpaid royalties. On this day in 2009, Billy Powell, Lynyrd Skynyrd's keyboardist who played on Sweet Home Alabama and survived the 1977 plane crash that killed 3 members, dies of a suspected heart attack. He is 56. On this day in 1997, Pat Boone releases an album of heavy metal tunes called In a Metal Mood. No More Mr. Nice Guy, a tongue-in-cheek collection of tunes like Smoke on the Water and Stairway to Heaven. When the religious community failed to get the joke, he was dismissed from his Trinity Broadcasting Network program, Gospel America. He would later make an appearance on TBN with the president of the network, Paul Crouch, and his pastor, Jack Hayford, where he explained that the album was a parody of himself. Trinity Broadcasting then reinstated him, and Gospel America was brought back. On this day in 1983, Billy Fury, the British rockabilly artist who scored a major hit in England in 1961 with Halfway to Paradise, dies from heart and kidney problems at the age of 42. Fury was a major star in his homeland, but couldn't catch the break he needed to become a part of the British invasion. On this day in 1978, rocker Ted Nugent autographs a man's arm with a Bowie knife after the fan had requested it. And on this day, January 28, 1956, a future superstar makes the first of 4 appearances on the weekly TV program Stage Show, where he performs Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Flip, Flop, and Fly, and I Got a Woman. Actor Jackie Gleason would say, "He can't last. I tell you flatly, he can't last." But after the initial show, his contract is extended to a total of 6 appearances. Who is he? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, January 28, 1956, a future superstar makes the first of 4 appearances on the weekly TV show Stage Show, where he performs Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Flip, Flop, and Fly, and I Got a Woman. Actor Jackie Gleason would say, "He can't last. I tell you flatly, he can't last." But after the initial show, his contract is extended for a total of 6 appearances. And thus it begins. Here's Elvis with I Got a Woman.
Well, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. There's a loving early in the morning just for me. Never running streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. I got a woman.